Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Yeah, I just responded to Mace.
Mace is trying to get some chili.
Just saw his text that he sent to the group here. Yeah. I believe it's all gone. There's no more left today, but I will make more soon. Maybe I'll make a different type. Instead of turkey, I could go beef. Could maybe do a little steak. A little, you know,
maybe next November.
Right after the barbecue.
What about adding corn to it?
I've heard worse ideas. Yeah.
I like corn in my chili.
I don't dislike it either. My kids don't like that, so maybe we'll add it as a little condiment on the side, perhaps.
What about donuts? Just like cut up glazed donuts.
Taylor, Iowa guy over here, has cinnamon rolls. That seems peculiar to me, but so maybe a donut's not that weird.
I want to try that. Yeah, I want to try that.
Do some little chopped up chicken nuggets from McDonald's and put it in there. Also,
I don't leave that up to you. You can make that one.
I love how Mace was like, hey, just throw it in the freezer.
Yeah. I like that.
Mace was ready.
It makes me feel good.
I've been getting a bunch of tweets of people either tagging me and these people do these crazy chicken nugget competition or eating competitions and all that stuff. I don't need to see these people eating this stuff. I don't want to be turned off by that. I like my chicken nuggets, and you know, I'm like Travis. I do my chicken nugget damage in private.
Good for you. See, you're starting to understand. So I
want to see all those videos. Send them to Emily and Travis, and then
we'll curate a list.
Yeah,
for
I'll look on his phone.
So I go to watch my son play baseball yesterday, and I get there a little bit late. I get there in the bottom of the first inning, so I miss the entire top of the first inning. And I see a buddy of mine who knows baseball, and we're talking. He goes, you should have seen the top of the first inning. This was wild yesterday or earlier. I'm like, what happened? He goes, well, first of all, the umpire showed up to the game, and the first thing he did is he went out and he dusted off the rubber. Not the plate, the rubber. So that's kind of odd. Goes behind the plate and is bad. Like, not just like missing, but the balls are bouncing in front of the plate. He's calling him strikes. Mm-hmm. He's ringing up guys on strike one, like jumping out, like Naked Gun kind of thing, like, kind of on strike one. Okay. He's constantly losing track of the count to where both dugouts are chirping at him, like, dude, you got to wake the you know what up. You got, you know, let's go.
Something's
what's the matter with you? And ball's right down the middle, ball. Ball's bouncing in, strike. Dusting off the rubber.
Yep.
Strike.
Got to adjust if you're a batter.
First pitch of the count, full count. It's like, it's the first, it's a mess. So the first inning ends, perhaps, the first inning ends, and I see the umpire walking away, like he's leaving. He's leaving. It's the first inning, and he's got his backpack over his shoulder. He's got his little lunchbox, and he's leaving. Now, I have seen umpires get frustrated with guys chirping. They're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I don't get paid enough to freaking deal with this.
But it wasn't that. It wasn't like this explosive thing. It was just all of a sudden he's just leaving. And so I wait. The game ends. I talk to my son. I'm like, hey, what happened? He goes, both coaches basically told him to leave. Like, we were not playing with, because it's, you know, it's preseason. It's scrimmage, for lack of, but the two coaches for the two teams are like, you know, we're going to pay you, but just please leave. We're done with you for today.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen an umpire get ejected from a game. It was bizarre. Like, because usually
if
the coaches are chirping, you kick the coaches out, right?
Yeah. It
happens occasionally. Yeah. The umpire was asked to leave by both coaches. Have you ever in your life heard
I've never heard
like
of that.
That?
Never. Can I make?
I love it.
Can
I make
he
an assumption
said, like,
here?
All right, I'm out of here.
Maybe that was his game plan the whole way. He's like, I get out of here the first. I'm gonna go catch the rest of the Argentina match. Trav,
never in my life.
I'm being genuine here. Was he drunk?
I never got within.
But even if you were drunk, like, if you get me and you're saying, hey, Al, you got to go ump this game, and I've never umped a game in my life, all right? And I went hard to the hoop. It was right after the Burning Spear concert, okay? Right after the Burning Spear concert.
Cousin Sleeve spent the night.
Yep, the whole thing, all right? The whole thing. I would know what's a full count and what the first pitch of the at-bat is. I would know that if a ball bounces,
it's not a strike.
That's not a strike. So even if I was that.
They asked him, and he's like, all right. And he just left. He bounced. He walked. And you, so I'm, where we were, you had to kind of come up through where I was standing and then make a left towards the
I would have went and talked to him.
And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders like, eh, I guess that's it for today.
Did he still get paid?
Yeah, he did. And they said, yeah, look, we're going to pay you. It's fine, but you just go. We're done with you for today.
Did the managers ump? Like, did they go
said they sent an assistant
opposite
coach?
Team? Or,
so they had, you would umpire for your own pitcher. So your team's on defense, and you put your assistant coach behind the mound and call balls
what
and strikes.
What the hell?
It was just so weird. Like, I couldn't I thought that it was the first thing. We just said, I'm not here to get beat up by you guys. I don't want you yelling at me.
Yeah.
I quit. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I've seen that before.
And they're, I'm sure there are parents and managers. It's like, guys, relax.
Of
These
course.
Are just freaking children.
Of course. But this was them telling him to leave. I'd never in my life seen something like that happen. I wanted to share.
It'd be awesome to actually throw out the manager. Like, just kind of give him one of those.
Yeah.
Because he would have had no idea what
to do. I'd have a relatively quick hook, I think. I would be one of those, we're done here, okay? We're done. Oh, all right. See ya.
Uh-huh. Would that be it, too? Like, no effort, just one of these?
No, I'm not making a big production. I'm just pointing you, go, you're done. Mm. You don't get
my attention. You're getting the running start for the half-court shot.
Yeah. You're going to run out to center field.
I'm skipping.
Heave-ho.
Just keep continuing until I get this guy out.
Why not? Why not? Let's
bad
try phone
news
call.
Bad news for Germany. Japan just scored. At this current moment, they would not advance. So
we need Spain needs to score again. Or
Germany needs to score
again. If Germany scores again, then they're back in.
Yep. Another score would be good as long as it's not Japan or Costa Rica.
Okay. So
can Qatar pay anything to change the result of this game?
Mexico's still out. I think that we still believe that they're out.
If Spain scores four, Mexico flies back.
They're just U-turn in the sky. They're
what happened?
They're
Spain scored four.
Somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean, just coming around, and we'll come back. Yeah, we're back in, guys. Spain hooked us up. Noah in Studio City.
It's funny.
Noah, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Noah?
Hey, guys. God, I wish they could do that with big league umpires. That would be awesome.
Both managers nod their head.
They're in complete agreement. They're like, we're done with him. Just get him out of here.
Yeah. No, I think that would happen probably 50% of the games. I think that would probably happen. Yeah, just take like the third base coach and just go. All right, you're on, man. Take it. It couldn't be any worse, I think, in a lot of these games. But that aside, let us discuss our Lakers. You know, it's first of all, I don't know if you can or we can talk about this, but I heard last night's game was great. I would have loved to see it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Give me an idea. Give me an idea what you're referring to. Close game at halftime? What are you referring to?
No. I generally DVR the games so I can watch them a little later after my little guy goes down. But you can't do that anymore, apparently.
News to me.
You can't. I'm trying to be like, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but there's apparently a new broadcast thing that's happening.
I want you to
where
watch
you
it live.
Cannot DVR the games.
You have
to watch it live only.
Yeah, I don't know, Noah. Mm-hmm. I would love to give you some advice. I can't. It's Slee. I watch. I think we all do, right? Especially with streaming, you just watch when you want to watch.
Yeah.
But even things that are on network TV or whatever, I DVR everything except for sports. I've never even tried to do it. I have no idea. Is that have you guys ever heard of anything
I'm not sure.
like that?
No,
I'm not
I
sure. And I think a lot of times, and I think sports is a perfect example. I'm never the one that's like, hey, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I'm DVRing it.
It's impossible.
The game's, you know, I know the game's going on right now, but I'm going to watch it in 6 hours. I would, a ticker, I could go to
saying.
Any channel, a ticker would go on.
I get what he's saying. He's got to put his kid to bed or whatever. I understand
yeah,
it,
yeah.
but I just have to fast. I need to know
what's
going on.
I thought he was trying to say, oh, no, they weren't playing well or anything like that. I'm like, all right, we don't have to break down every piece of the game.
LeBron was good last night.
Yeah, he was.
LeBron was not
really good. 12 of 18.
He was 2 for 400 the night before?
12 of 18. I'll tell you, 12 of 18 last night.
Yeah.
8 of 22 the night before.
Okay.
Then he had that game against the Spurs where he had 39 points.
And the game before that
was a bad one.
A bad one.
He had a bad, good, bad, good.
I think this is why when we're talking about the Lakers, it's so hard to get a beat on what they are exactly because you don't get the same thing every night. And that's just a function of, a team that's inconsistent across the board, but B, when your best player is inconsistent. And that's LeBron has been at best inconsistent.
By the way, AD... there's been a lot of that conversation about Anthony Davis. He went through that two-week stretch, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, before that two-week stretch, did you get a consistent Anthony Davis? Not really. And the reason why I mention that is because I know what Giannis is going to do every night. I know Devin Booker's putting up 30. I know Steph Curry is going to have between 30 and 40 points. I know Luka either has a triple-double or he has 39-9. I'm not sure what LeBron or Anthony Davis for that part.
Nope.
You and I have been saying how key AD is to the whole piece of the puzzle. He had a two-week stretch. That doesn't mean that prior to that two-week stretch, I knew exactly what I was going to get from AD every night.
Of course not. And this is where they are. And I said it to you last week. I said it the week before that. This is the new reality for the Lakers and LeBron James, that nothing that he's going to give you is surprising anymore. If LeBron James gave you that performance against the Pacers, you knew you weren't getting another one of those for several months, right? They just didn't come around very often. Now they could turn around against Milwaukee. He could have a Pacer game. He could also have the game he had last night. I don't know. I don't think Darvin Ham knows. I don't think LeBron James knows. I think his mental, the place that he is between his ears, he's getting ready. He's expecting to play well. He's LeBron James, all the things we've talked about. But the reason that we're having a hard time putting our finger on whether this is a good team, an average team, a not a very good team, potentially a very good team, they're just all over the more, and particularly him.
Usually your stars, Bron is actually a perfect example. Never in his career.
Never.
Did you ever, you know, if I said, hey, what's Bron going to average? Well, he's probably going to be about 28 points a game, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. And you could just chalk that up. He's going to have some nights where he has 26. He's also going to have some nights where he has 42. And that you could almost kind of put in there on a night-in, night-out basis. This is the first year that I think kind of fallen more along the lines. I was saying this to start the show. I said, well, I looked stupid after spending a couple days talking about Bron. But I just say that because it was an example of Bron. Everything should run through Anthony Davis. Bron, he should be taking 22 shots, not 15, like he had a couple. Bron, he should be the one that we go to in the fourth corner. Start with him and then kind of figure it out from there. And then Bron has a night that he will then take and say, I could go do this tomorrow against the Bucks. I could go do it the next night against the Wizards. I go do it the next night. Whether it's real or it's not, that's going to be a stop.
He could
process.
Be 12 of 16. He could be 3 of 17. I don't know. I don't think he knows. It's where they are. And they got to figure it out, or somebody's got to squeeze it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. What we've been talking about. To not just let him figure it out on a night-to-night basis, but to do the thing. If it's not going to be Anthony Davis, have it be Russell Westbrook. Have it be Darvin Ham. Hey, look, him. Go to him first. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a really long time, a super long time for if ever to say, you know what, the tide has turned. It took 20 years or 22 or 2010 or whatever. It's going to take a long time for the, you know what, let's run it through him. He's LeBron James. I wouldn't do it.
Well, the other issue with it too is it's not like Anthony Davis is going to be that guy that, hey, everything is running through me. It's not like Anthony Davis is going up and down the floor and he's telling people on the sideline, because it's just naturally not Anthony Davis.
It's not his deal.
It's not his personality.
I wish it were, but that part is never going to happen. Our picks against the spread, Slee, Emily's getting close to the lead.
Yep.
I don't love
first
it.
Place. For everybody out there, just know that right now I'm in first place effort-wise.
That may,
best effort.
I don't even think that's true.
That's not true.
Travis Slee coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business.
And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right. I haven't done anything. I haven't looked at anything.
All right, perfect. So you know what? You know what's going to happen. 10-point week coming your way. That's how this works.
That's out the window now.
No. If you really haven't looked at all,
I have not looked.
Then I don't look now. Okay. Just wait for it to go. Yeah, I bet you this will be a big week. All right, here's where we are. Let me find the sheet. Week 13 NFL schedule, NFL college schedule. We put SC in there as well. I'm still in the lead, but it's gotten very tight. I have a 67. Emily has 63. Al has 55. Taylor, 48. Berg has 5. And DeMarco has 1.
Thankfully, does he have any idea that he got one?
I don't think he's been here. I think I'm on the pregame show. I think I mentioned it to him. All right, Slee, you're up first here. We'll start as we always do with the Rams game. The Rams are at home against the Seahawks. The Rams are a 7.5-point underdog at home.
Dang it! I don't like that number.
It's a big number. Better than the 15 something they were last week on the road.
I will go Seahawks.
They almost covered.
I'll go Seahawks, and I'll make this my one.
Seahawks at 1. Emily, you are up next. Rams getting 7.5.
All right, so Seahawks are 1-7 against the Rams at home, so when the Rams are home. So
I think the 1 was last year, right? I think the Seahawks won at SoFi last year.
Maybe. You're probably
Why does she always throw out these great stats right after my pick?
But I think that... So these teams usually trade. You know, one team wins, one team loses. And I think that it's going to be closer than 7.5 points. So I have the Rams to cover at my 1.
Okay, so we got L.A. at 1. I'm up next. I'm just going to do L.A. at 1 and keep it moving. I think there's really not much to add to it beyond that. Taylor Smith, you're up next.
Okay, I got the Seahawks at 1. I've done decent ticket against the Rams this year, so I'll keep doing that.
Nobody really loves this game all that much. All four of us put it in the one spot.
It could be tighter than you think.
No one was comfortable. No one liked that spread.
It's a big number.
It's a big number.
Okay, can I make a case for why the Seahawks, why your pick at number one might feel a little bit better than Emily and my picks at number one? Cooper Kupp won't play. Matthew Stafford won't play. Allen Robinson won't play. Aaron Donald won't play. Daryl Henderson is on the Jaguars. Yep. There's
McVay is taking
going
the
on.
Week off. He's going up to Tahoe. he's got a family trip up there.
The Rams will more likely than not be playing a quarterback who will be playing his 7th quarter of professional football.
McVay is coaching on the Zoom. He's doing it on the Comrex.
Teams have each other's numbers. Like we said, the 49ers, like you're down and out, and the team has their number.
Or you don't pay attention because
they have so many guys out.
That all of you guys are both right. The difference is they don't have any way to score. There's nobody there that can score.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's not. I don't think they're going to give up a million points.
That might be an issue.
How are they? Honestly, give me
the ball to Dixon.
Tell me how they're going to score 20 points.
No, they're not scoring 20.
Our punter needs to fake punts and throw it to people, and that's how they score.
And they did that, and they got the first down, and they scored 10 points in the game.
The only thing I could think of is just Seattle's thinking, hey, we're walking in here. All these big-time names are going to be out, and they just take them lightly. That happens all the time.
Last week, the Rams got a turnover, intercepted Patrick Mahomes, They had another recovery on special teams where they recovered a fumble.
Yep.
They went for a fake on fourth down with their punt team and got it and scored 10 points.
But this is the Chiefs.
Okay, but let's versus the Seahawks. Let's do this too.
Yeah,
let's
But that's not the defense. Isn't it's the Ram offense. It has nothing to do with the opponent. It's they can't move the ball.
Let's say hypothetically the game ends 17-10. Rams
win.
Cover.
I get my point.
You get your point. That's my point, is that it's just a big enough spread.
All right, Emily, you're up first on this one. The Los Angeles Chargers in Las Vegas taking on the Raiders. The Raiders are a 1.5-point underdog.
Yes.
Chargers are laying 1.5.
Okay, so I think this is going to be a very weird game. I don't know why. It's just a feeling. I'm going with the Raiders at my 2. Don't feel really great. These teams trade off wins, and the last one the Chargers won, so I'm just going with that. So Raiders at my 2.
So this is a weird one for me because I think I've gotten the Chargers wrong every time this year, and I'm pretty sure I've gotten the Raiders wrong every. So I'm going to get one of these right, theoretically. I'm going to take the Chargers at number 2 for no reason other than they're better, and 1.5 feels like a doable thing. Taylor.
Chargers are also on my 2.
There you go. And Taylor, I don't like that you and I have the similar pick so far. Sleep.
All right, so Chargers had lost 2 games before that win against Arizona. They go for 2. They win the game 25-24. The losses that they had were Niners and the Chiefs, so they haven't played awful. And then Raiders, of course, when it doesn't matter anymore, they start winning games. They win an OT game against Denver, an OT game against Seattle. This is a very tough pick as well. I'm going to make it a 2. I'm going to make it my 2 simply because, and before I even pick.
You want a quarter?
There's more in it for the Chargers. I'll take the Chargers too.
Chargers at number 2. Can I just make a case for the Raiders real quick? I know their record is lousy. I know they're not going to the playoffs. They have a lot of good players.
Yep.
They have a lot of good players.
This is always a good
game.
And
playing at home.
It's always a good game.
They're playing at home. It's always a good game. And they've got good players. Whether or not they win, mm-hmm. who the heck knows.
I would
knows.
Feel better if this was a spread of 3. Since it's a 1.5 spread.
It's close.
You know, that's the issue for me.
All right, let's go to the Pac-12 championship game. USC and Utah, neutral site. So nobody has a home field advantage here. Utah probably have more fans in the building than SC. At least that according to Eric Weddle, one of Utah's most famous football alums. USC is a 2.5-point favorite. You know what I'm doing with SC. SC's been very, very good to me this season. Give me SC. Give it to me at the 4. And now Taylor.
I got the Trojans at 3 here.
SC at 3. Slee. Ooh. Bars.
Yeah, I'm with you on the SC thing. I don't think SC loses this game. I just don't. I'll go SC 4.
SC 4. M.
Well, I could play game theory. I don't want to lose points just to lose points. I'm putting USC at my 4. Again, this is a close spread. Even if it's a close game, I think that the...
Well, I just took out that game.
Well, you can say Utah probably by 2 touchdowns.
He just lost the point.
Basically, no. Taylor gets a point because we're wagering 4. He's only only wagering 3. Final game of the weekend because the Raiders and Chargers play each other.
Yep.
We picked Miami. To number 12,
mentioned Tulane 3 times so far in the show.
It's more than they're mentioning it at Tulane.
Cappy's daughter goes to Tulane, right?
Does she?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Is she a green waver? Is that what you would call somebody? I know that it's the green wave, but if you are like, for me, as somebody that went to Santa Barbara, I'm a gaucho. You're an Aztec. She's a Cav. Right. If you're a member of the green wave, what are you, a green waver?
You're a waver.
A wave.
Is it a wave? Singular? These are the things that keep me up at night.
Captain Holland.
Miami Dolphins at Niners. The Niners are 4-point favorites in this one. Taylor, you're first.
4-point favorites.
I got the Fins and put them at 4.
Ooh, wow. On the road, getting points at the 4. Sleep.
Niners 3.
Niners at 3. Emily.
Okay, so I have... this is a hard game to pick because Tua's hasn't lost when he started the game this season and played the full game. You know, that whole thing that's been going through
it's
this
a
season.
Good game. I like that matchup.
See, Christian McCaffrey may or may not play. He's on, you know, that injured list potentially this week.
He'll play.
But Nick Bosa is going up against a backup left tackle. I think that Nick Bosa is going to be a game wrecker, so I have 49ers at my 3.
All right, San Francisco at 3. I'm going to take San Francisco also. We have a really similar
I was going to say, we all basically have the...
Here's the deal, and... I'm not 100% sure that San Francisco is not only maybe the best team in the NFC, they might be the best team in the league. That with McCaffrey doing the things that he can do,
yep.
You get Debo going, you get Kittle going. As long as Jimmy G is decent, I think that they might be. And like Emily was talking about with Bosa on the other side, you got Fred Warren. You've got really good players on the San Francisco side. They got a good coach, Ayuk, Kyle Shanahan. Ayuk's a good player. Yeah. And here's the other thing. We don't talk about them a lot. They're super experienced. Like, this is a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. 2 years before that, they were in the Super Bowl. If Jimmy G makes a better throw,
chip on their shoulder,
they win that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know what? If Jimmy G, I never even thought about it like this. If Jimmy G makes that throw in the Super Bowl, that guy was wide open. He walks into the end zone. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, he's great, but he's never won a Super Bowl.
Mm. Yep.
It's a totally different career. Jimmy G has one. Jared Goff's been to one. Matthew Stafford has one. And here's Mahomes,
Taylor,
Super Bowl-less.
We're getting down towards the nitty-gritty here. We can't do what we just did. All our picks are the same. Like, we only have a few weeks left here that we have to have drastic differences, and either we go down by 25 points or we're in the mix.
Well, my problem is I write these down beforehand, and everybody else just, you know,
copies you. Yep.
You, I'm trying to think.
What's the playoff start?
You and I have the exact same picks.
Everything?
Except for the one-point game. So somebody's getting a point.
Yeah, I can't do that. There's no point. That's me playing prevent defense,
but
I'm down two touchdowns.
Picks first, every round, somebody else picks first, and we rotate the thing. So you can't do your thing. You say black, I'll
just
say white.
Just imagine you and I are playing against each other. You're up 27-14, and I'm like, well, we just don't worry about offense. Just don't give up any more points. Yeah, but you're down 27-14.
The college football playoff is officially expanding to 12 teams. We're going to talk some more Tulane football, Slee.
A little bit
of that and a lot more of, actually, this is a good idea. I thought I would hate it, and I don't. That's next. It's Travis Slee.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
710 ESPN. So I may have spoken a little too soon when I said today might not be quite as intense as yesterday when it comes to who goes through in the World Cup.
So much going on. There's games.
Costa Rica and Germany are tied at 2. And Spain and Japan.
2-1 Japan.
2-1 Japan.
76th minute.
If these scores hold, or does Costa Rica need to win?
Costa Rica needs to win. If Costa Rica wins and Japan holds on and wins,
that means
Japan and Costa Rica go
move on.
And Spain and Germany are out.
And those are two of the favorites.
Two of the favorites, yes. This is massive. This would be huge. Germany is one of the best soccer teams in all of.
Not for the last 2 weeks they haven't been.
No, I know. They only
and
have one
Japan's
now.
Second goal was very iffy because they.
Wow.
Germany almost put one in.
Yeah, it looked out of bounds, right?
Yeah, it looked out of bounds. And almost the entirety of the ball was like the blade of grass between being out and being in. And they called it in, and Japan counted that goal. So there's been a lot of drama happening.
What's also is crazy too is that with Japan beating Spain right now, if Japan wins, they actually get the number one seed in that division, in the Group E division. Or
they already
group
have six
stage.
Points.
They already yep. have 6 points, so that would put Spain
is
as
Japan
two.
Through no matter what?
Japan, if they lose, if so Spain comes back to win,
they have Costa six Rica, right now.
And Costa Rica ties, yeah, then Costa Rica would go and Japan would be out. If Spain would have to come back and win.
So this is where there's a lot going on right now.
There's a lot going on. Spain ties, Japan goes through.
Is the United States still in?
Yes.
Saturday, 7 a.m.
Good. Here's what I know for sure, Al. You're going to want to, I think you and I are on the same level here. U.S. is in, yep. Mexico's out. Those are the two teams yep. that I'm sure is what's happening.
You know what's crazy
about
all this?
And these when Saudi Arabia won their game, everybody got what do they get? Like
Rolls
Phantoms. Royce?
Or, yeah, Rolls Royce Phantoms.
Yeah. I know that too. Yeah, those are the three that I have.
I think
down.
They're at $500,000 apiece. I think that's what it is.
Ridiculous. And Spain beat Costa Rica 7-0 earlier in the group stage. That's also crazy.
Oh
the goal differential was way in Spain's favor, but you know, you got to score more goals when it matters.
Yeah, you got to win the games.
I was going to say, you can have a big day.
They're all 1-1-1 right now. Or actually, Japan's 2-0-1.
Okay,
right now.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Absolutely.
I understand
that's stupid, bro.
That this is the biggest soccer tournament in the world and one of the biggest events in the world. Like Michael was
like,
screaming at me yesterday.
Event.
Michael continued screaming at you even
in the break.
It was pregame show. We haven't even gone on yet, and he was still like, he doesn't appreciate the game.
I can't believe Travis.
If I flipped on the English Premier League on a Saturday morning, is it this compelling or is this unique to the World Cup?
You're asking the wrong guy on that.
No, I think it's unique to the World Cup.
Okay. Because EPL is a long season and it's on aggregate over a long period of time. This is a very condensed.
And it means a lot more for these players, from what I understand, to represent their country than it is to represent their
club.
League.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You were bought by.
Which is different, which by the way is different than all the other sports here, right? Like you want to win an NBA championship before you want to win
the gold medal.
The gold medal.
Yeah, you want to win the World Series, not the World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's different.
I'm really rooting for Costa Rica here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you knock out Spain and Germany, it would be amazing.
I guess until you go into the next couple of rounds. I mean, don't we want to see the better teams play deeper into the tournament?
So yes,
I truly don't know.
Okay, yes, but it's like March Madness.
Cool
it's like
it's
the
a
NCAA
cool
tournament.
Yeah, it's a cool
when
story.
When Duke loses in the first round,
yeah, but
you're
if,
like that was so much fun. But,
but
like,
what
I
if Duke,
see
North
it.
Carolina, Kansas, and UCLA all lose in the first
well,
round?
Then I personally don't care, but it still makes for a great for a great tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is you're going to talk about this for much longer. Oh, remember that one time when Spain and Germany were in the same group and you thought that was one
and
two?
Do you think Travis will talk about that a lot longer?
Oh, absolutely.
Emily, can I tell you something? I'm so happy that you said that for me. Because thank you.
Like, me and Greg can talk about this.
Sincerely, thank you.
Historic is
like Michael
quote
Thompson.
Unquote. It's not,
it's
not
historic.
But I don't know how long you will talk about it.
I mean... Personally?
In a week from now.
Yeah, you're not talking about this longer.
If the Dodgers get Aaron Judge, you're not going to be talking
if
about
the Dodgers this. Get, who did they get the other day?
Shelby Miller.
Shelby Miller. That's more interesting to me. I know that I'm in the minority
here. Well,
that
doesn't shock me at all.
But this is awesome.
So happy
we should have
that.
More soccer games
Slee was
at
like,
11
I want to hear about all the Pat Bev trade rumors.
I'm okay with that.
We're talking about college football playoff, Greg, actually.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Greg.
Well, whatever. I mean, no, he was talking about signing Shelby Miller.
What do you think, by the way? College football playoff.
I love it. I always thought it should be a 12-team tournament.
You like that many?
I think yes, that
I'm
many.
Okay with
I would
the expansion.
Go more.
Oh, God.
No, don't go more.
No.
12 is too many.
12
is
a good number.
12. 8 is a good number.
I wouldn't mind going
8's
more.
Okay. I would have done 6.
Look, I don't
Greg,
really...
how many do you want?
All of them.
All of them.
64.
Best of 7 series starting
look,
year-round, never stop playing, 3 games a week.
The big issue behind all of it was always that it's taking away the meaning in the regular season,
yes,
right? That was
I
always
agree
the thing.
With that.
I don't care. All of it, you're getting to the playoff anyway. I want to see what's going on in the playoff. That's what makes... Do you care about the regular season in college basketball? I know there's more teams, and I know there's more games, and I don't get that. You don't, but you care about March Madness.
No, I don't care. I don't watch that sport anymore.
All right, I should stop
I will say this on March Madness. It has lost, and maybe it's the sport, it has lost... I don't watch it the way I used to. But college football, I will say that it's exciting enough to where these games...
It's the only sport where a game in October matters as much as a game in December.
Well, okay,
it's the only one.
Look, fair to say, 4 is not enough.
I'm okay with going beyond 4.
But do you think that it's even fair, the fact that USC loses a game by 1 point in October, and at the time, for most of it until this last week, they were out.
But they weren't
done.
But they weren't. That's the thing. It was the path got a little more tricky.
They needed help. But they weren't. Tennessee, they didn't have. They didn't have control of their own.
You're making my argument for me. Tennessee did get blown out, and it mattered. This isn't a tournament. Well, in this new format, Tennessee's still in. But because they got blown out, they're out. Because UCLA lost that game to SC, they were out.
They were done.
This is what makes the college football season so much better. You're making my argument for me. Now, Utah, whoever wins the Pac-12 championship to Thursday or Friday night, they're in. Under this new format, it wouldn't matter. They both go.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'd rather see
the way you started the conversation this morning. The way you started this conversation this morning, you said that you actually kind of like the way it would have played out.
I like this because you get really good games. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get this format every single year. There's really only one. If you use the format they're going to use starting 2 years from now, this year, you've got four opening games and three of them are really good. You've only got one game that's kind of, I could miss that.
And you got a first round bye for all the top four.
Georgia, SC, Michigan, TCU all get byes. Great.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You play in bowl games there. And then all like Tennessee, Kansas State, that's in Tennessee. That's cool.
Tennessee, Kansas State. Like you really want to see Tennessee,
sure.
Kansas State.
They're both very, very good teams.
Yeah, but what's the problem? It's a
you're making my argument for me. You just said that you don't want to see
I don't want to see Kansas State. I would rather see Tennessee.
They're in. Under the rules that they're going to implement.
Well, and also Tennessee.
They're in.
Because then you'd add UCLA in yours.
Penn State and Clemson is one of these games. Would be played in Clemson. That's a great game.
It's awesome.
Clemson's a garbage team.
You want Costa Rica knocking out these two countries, but you don't want these...
over the map.
My argument for this whole like Costa Rica winning is because of the history and what it means and what's going to happen. I wouldn't want it in the next rounds. I would still want to see Germany and Spain in those next rounds.
Your argument,
but I love seeing this because it's like, oh my God, this is actually happening.
Put the soccer aside for a second. Yeah, you're arguing for more teams in the college football playoff, and the first two I mentioned, I don't want to watch that.
Well, no,
because I have this straight.
Going off of that, most likely when it all comes down to it, you're going to see teams that are going to be more Big Ten heavy, more SEC heavy.
This is what it would be this year.
You're not wrong on the, yes, you'll get more SEC schools, you get more Big Ten. But that won't
change. These are the rules.
That is the
six conference champions, the next six highest rated teams. This is exactly how it would be.
It's seated right now. They would seed it differently with the 12. They're going to want more SEC teams in, so they're going to put a different
team. There are three SEC teams in here. Yeah. There are three Big Ten teams. There's two Pac-12s. It's kind of going to go exactly like that every year.
Only
two
difference will be...
Sure it will. Under this format, it absolutely will happen.
Oh, when USC and UCLA leave.
When they leave.
No, because the Pac-12, even when SC and UCLA leave, okay?
Still got Oregon.
Here's the rule. Hold on. The rule is the six highest rated conference champions. The Pac-12 will have one of the six highest rated. They're going to have a conference champion. They'll be one of the six best. Mm-hmm. You're going to have another team in the Pac-12 inside the top 14. Yeah. You're going to have it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have it.
So how long do you think it actually stays this way, though? Where it's this type of thing until they start being like, you know what? We need to start expanding a little bit more on it becomes to what it was. I was always talking about before.
Oh, somebody just got one. Oh, that's a replay. Sorry, my bad. Germany.
Germany up 3-2.
3-2.
That puts Germany.
It doesn't change their fate as it stands right
now.
They need another one. And they need Spain to score.
4 points.
And they need another goal and for Spain to score?
Yeah, both would help them out.
Yes, you're right. Japan and Spain would both be in, and Germany would still be out.
Costa Rica's in a worse spot.
Slee, if I gave you $1,000 to tell me what's happening right now, could you do it?
Yes.
It's just looking at standings, man. You know how it works.
I love it. Alabama, Utah, first round. Ohio State, Tulane.
Alabama, Utah, first round?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Of course. In Alabama, yeah.
I'm in.
And here's the thing. Like, that's one of those games.
That's fun.
The Sugar Bowl a few years ago was Alabama-Utah in the South, right? Utah went in there and kicked their ass. It was a rout.
It's going to be fun.
They're going to rout them anyway. It's going to make it look so bad. The Pac-12 looks so bad.
Utah destroyed Alabama in the Sugar Bowl a few years ago. Destroyed them.
It's not going to happen this time.
Then let's not even play. I'm going to get the committee on the phone and tell them that Bergman has decided that these games shouldn't be played.
I don't know if I've ever seen Berg not move an inch. He hasn't moved. You can put as many facts in front of him on this. He has not moved an inch.
And he's arguing my point for me while saying he likes the other thing.
I still do like the fact
we should make it bigger. Do you like this game? No. Put more bad teams in.
That was awesome.
You just know how it's all going to work out.
You don't. That's the whole point.
During this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru are participating with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural Long Drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of Americans fallen or disabled military and first responders. Event is taking place on Friday, December 9th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you'd like to participate and purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru.
I don't watch soccer. I don't have an opinion on a lot of this stuff. Why would I really like to see Spain get knocked out? I have no, like, I'm just rooting against, is it because it's like rooting against the Yankees? Is that kind
of
what it's like? Because
they're one of the favorites. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
One of the favorites.
Okay. Yeah. Then good. I feel good.
We like watching Alabama lose. Germany out of there, too.
Germany, Spain, France, all of them. Let's go.
Germany can always go.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Germany fan. Yeah.
I picked Germany for the pool just because they had like the fourth best odds. I'm like, I don't want to pick the favorite. Give me something a little down out in the
who'd you pick?
Pool play.
Spain.
Oh, well, join me. We'll pick again. We will pick again. The Dump Supercross Talk coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You know what keeps messing me up?
We both have opposite games. You have
the Japan game. I've got the Germany game. They keep replaying the goal, but as you're watching it, the clock keeps ticking.
Continue to go.
And so I never know what's real and what's
and we don't have any audio, so it's
no
like,
audio. Yeah. And you're looking at the clock. It's running in real time, and then they cut back to the real action. It's very, very confusing.
If somebody
Germany got another one. Now it's four. Was it already four?
No, it was three. It was three. So
they got four now.
If Spain scores, Germany could be good. This is what New York Times is telling me. So,
if somebody is driving around and they are listening to us,
we confused
the living hell out of them of who goes on to the next.
I can't tell you who's going where. I can tell you Germany has a 4-2 lead over Costa Rica.
Yep,
and I can tell you that Japan has a 2-1 lead over Spain. Yep. That's what we know for sure.
I could also tell you, you know, Japan, great country. Enjoyed going and visiting it. Also enjoyed Spain. And that's about it. That's about the furthest I could go here.
What other World Cup countries have you traveled to?
I've been to Germany.
Okay.
Have not been to Costa Rica.
Okay. Have you been
in the mix?
Australia?
I've been to France.
Okay.
Have not been to Australia.
Netherlands? Belgium?
No.
Saudi Arabia?
Belgium's out.
No.
Qatar, Canada, Mexico.
Canada I've been to. I've been to Toronto. Been to Mexico's out. We already figured that one out.
I still feel like if the Canadians get a few extra goals after the thing ends, they might be able to jump back in there. Pepsi, the soft drink, is partnering with one of my favorites, Lindsay Lohan, to encourage people to have Pepsi mixed together with milk. Quote, as someone who loves the holiday season and embracing new traditions, I was thrilled to have a little bit of fun with Pepsi and their take on the dirty soda, said Lindsay Lohan. Would you like, Emily, I have a feeling, do you know the dirty soda? Is that something that you're familiar with?
I mean, kind of. And it's also this thing on TikTok that's been going around where like people in Utah really like to spice up their sodas and put like creamer and stuff in their sodas too. It looks disgusting to me, but it's something that happens in Utah, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, so people pour things into soft drinks. Like they pour milk into their Pepsi along the way. This is, I'm going to date myself. You maybe know.
Disgusting.
Do you remember the show Laverne and Shirley by any chance? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Laverne would always drink milk and Pepsi. And I thought that was just like a sitcom thing that they did to be gross. But apparently that's something that people do.
I wonder if it started from that they just took it as a joke and then people actually started trying it. That sounds awful.
It'd be a weird thing to relaunch 40 years after it's been on TV.
But, you know, I think you should check out the commercial because Lindsay looks great.
Oh, I watched it. I watched it. Yeah, I mean,
does she look better than in the Netflix movie?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm deeply conflicted about the Netflix movie with Lindsay Lohan. I wanted to like it. It wasn't good. I wanted to like her in it. And she's not without talent. She can act a little bit, but she just looks like, she doesn't look like she used to look. And not in a normal aging kind of way, in a something went wrong along the way kind of way, which I think we all know what that was.
Now I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I had no interest
before.
Please
explain. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't need to. The internet will explain it for me, right? She's had a rough couple of months and years and decades. It just kind of goes that way. Let's see here. Christmas Vacation came out on this day in 1989. Do you have a classic Christmas movie that you watch every single year?
You know, growing up as a kid, the Home Alone was like my time, right? So if it's ever on, you know, leave it on.
But you don't like, it's Christmas season, let's get Home Alone going. It just, you're... You
it's
got to
be
out
on.
Of way.
Yeah, it's got to be on.
Emily, do you have one that you like? It's the holiday season. I got to see this.
A Christmas Story. My parents and I always watch that one.
For
Love
sure.
A Christmas Story.
For sure. Taylor?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. That's a good one. Christmas Story for me. Christmas Vacation for me. I always see those two.
Freaking hilarious.
And you know what? The kids, I watched it as a kid. My kids have watched it. And if it's, I'm kind of in the Home Alone category here.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie's great. The Grinch. The animated Grinch, right? The original Grinch. When you're a kid, it feels like it's an hour and a half. I think it's like 15 minutes long. It's super short.
Do you like the live action with Jim Carrey?
I never saw it.
I never saw it
either. As far as like, you know, live action animated feature stuff, it's not terrible. It has good music, good actors in it, so it's fine.
Yeah, anytime you have an actor that's got like that really crazy makeup on like that in the prosthetics, it's weird.
But Jim Carrey does the majority of that facial movement himself. So like someone stopped him in the street the other day and introduced, this is the guy who played the Grinch to her child. He did the Grinch face. It's just that he had to put on makeup, like the green makeup. Everything else, his face just contorted and it was really creepy.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. You're not a Christmas Story guy? You don't like the leg lamp?
You'll shoot your eye out.
There's that and the cool glow of electric sex in the window.
I think you get stuck with like what you grew up with.
Yeah.
That's the one that I, you know, like I said, like kind of more the go-to, but maybe this year.
What is it? TNT or TBS plays it
all
on a loop
all
month,
right?
Well, literally it's just one after the other for a
24 hours.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's a long day. Today is National Pie Day. I feel like Thanksgiving's kind of National Pie Day, right? It's when you eat them all. Where's our pies today?
You get one pie.
That's easy for me.
Key lime?
Yeah. That's easy for me. I like the only pie I don't like is pumpkin pie. But
by the way, is that we were talking about this, right? It was Beto and Funches. I didn't like it. And you liked it or no?
No, I'm not a fan.
I think it's disgusting.
I think maybe it was just Funches and I. I like it.
You do?
Yes.
Ugh.
Now I'm not, I'm not going out of my way, but I'm not churning down pumpkin pie.
But I think you answered your own question.
Are you saying you're not going to, somebody comes, they bring a pumpkin pie, you're like, no, I don't want to touch that.
No, thank you.
That means you really don't like it.
I deeply dislike it.
Then I will eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
My
Emily?
Favorite is the Mexican chocolate pie. If you put a little bit of vanilla bean on it too. Ooh, that's great. Like cold vanilla bean, and it's usually a cold pie as well.
So I don't know. I don't know that pie.
So essentially, it's just like a chocolate pie, but it's
like
really
pudding?
No, it's harder. So it's more. It's like it is softer than fudge, more hard than pudding. It is really good. I would suggest you try it. It's like really deep chocolatey flavors with that crust.
Is it really sweet?
No, it's more dark chocolatey.
Oh,
so I think you'd like it.
Where does pecan?
Love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Love it.
Can?
Why do I feel like?
Are you pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah, Emily.
Pecan.
Pecan.
But you just said pecan.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah, but I see myself.
You want to be a pecan guy, but you say pecan. Pecan, like Emily should be a pecan person.
No,
she's
I
from the
pecan.
South.
No, I am pecan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You literally said it a minute ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I am pecan.
Pecan, Taylor, or pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah. Only Emily should be allowed to be pecan because she's from the South. By the way, we're eating that with ice cream, right? We're not just going to have that, just the regular pecan pie.
I don't have to have ice cream on it.
On pecan pie?
Yeah, I don't have to.
Ooh, it's pretty good. Pretty good. The Rock bought every Snickers in his hometown 7-Eleven because he used to rip them off when he was a little kid. Which I like the make good. I like that, but I don't know.
What happened? Because I think you and Emily,
I just feel,
we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
I like The Rock. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of the movies that he's in. I think that he seems to be a genuinely nice guy. Mm-hmm. But enough already.
Oh, no. There's very aware of
camera. Yeah, the cheat meals on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know that the camera was on.
Exactly. Yeah. It just there hits a saturation point where it's like, all right, enough of that. Enough of that.
When him and Kevin Hart are together, hilarious. Like they just do, they were doing this on Instagram for a while where like one would go live and then the other one would go live too. They're both at the same spot. And they're like, no, turn yours off. I'm going to go, let me do mine. I'll go live. And they're both going, you know, live on whatever.
But that feels to me the part of the problem, right? Mm-hmm. That it's very purposeful. It's very deliberate. It's very.
Not organic.
Yeah. And you know that that's the thing that drives me crazy more. Oh, speaking of, do you guys see that only half the team showed up to Russell Wilson's birthday party? That there was a report his wife threw him a big birthday blowout.
Okay.
I guess it was last week. Off day for the team, so it's not like anybody had anywhere else to be. And according to the report, about half the team showed up.
You think that's true, or you think that's just another article that somebody
It's a great question.
I feel like every article is something like
that. Well, now the articles are they going to bench him, which is exciting, which of course not. They just gave away everything they ever had. I kind of lean towards what you said. That felt a little fake, a little contrived. Let's do a little super crosstalk. Woo, 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 woo. Mace, are you there? Come in via Comrex.
I am here. I'm not able to woo, woo, woo yet. I intend to do it starting
Sounds
on
better.
Monday.
Sounds
woo,
a lot
woo,
better.
We'll come back. Yes.
You sound much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's. I'm definitely coming around. Last night I only got woke up once by coughing, so I think probably on the mend. I'll be able to go to the Rams game on Sunday and then be back in the studio on Monday. It is such a different experience doing the show in the studio versus
no
at home.
Question.
Yeah, in the studio.
Couldn't
it's
agree
freezing.
More.
Yeah. I'd rather
is
be.
Is it cold? Did you see a penguin?
I'd rather be in bed with my Comrex next to me, but that's just
my
me.
My hands inside my shirt right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you look like you're
it's
a little
ridiculous.
Uncomfortable.
It's so cold in here.
Does Momo have a mic, or is she just going to sort of...
Oh, is her mic not on?
It seems like
yeah,
it's on.
I can
oh,
hear
there you are. Oh, there yeah. you are. Sorry, I wasn't hearing you for some reason, Momo.
Favorite pies. We just went through today's
pecan,
National Pie
pecan.
Day.
Are you pecan, Mace?
Yeah, I'm a pecan pie guy.
Ramona, are you pecan or pecan when you say that word?
Oh, pecan. No, pecan.
Pecan, me too.
Yeah, pecan.
Yeah.
Pecan pie. It's my favorite pie, by the way.
It's not my favorite pie.
Oh, so
I like a good, like a berry pie.
Those are good.
Like a strawberry or a cherry or something
like
that.
Boysenberry.
Yeah,
those
like a good berry pie. It's got to have, I have to have ice cream with it.
Of course.
It,
see, I looked at Al like he was out of his mind when he said
to.
No ice
and
cream.
I, yeah,
like,
I do.
Heat it up a little bit.
Sure,
it
melts a little bit. It's terrific.
Oh, yeah. So,
it's terrific.
And then I also, I really, really do love banana cream pie.
I don't like
it's
bananas.
Good.
I can. You can have my slice.
Yeah.
Key like I'm a key lime
key
guy.
Lime.
Anybody want in on that?
Yeah.
And key lime is awesome. Yeah. You know who's got great key lime pie is California Pizza Kitchen. Has got
really
good key lime pie.
That's
yeah.
Super
random. Award winning. Yeah.
Huh.
I
slice of
I know
barbecue
because
chicken
I've
pizza
it delivered to the house.
Wow.
Just the pie.
You ordered just the pie.
Just the pie. Send me a couple pieces of pie.
Okay. So here I was just going to say, do you get a slice of pie or do you get a pie?
No, I get a slice of pie. I'm not that out of control.
Well, you could put
that.
It in the fridge for a couple
that.
Days. You
can... I have some semblance of discipline.
You should have them send it to a different California pizza kitchen.
That's a very good idea.
And then go pick it up from there.
Take a page out of Al's book. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like that.
We have
like
a chef here. Trav brought in some turkey chili.
I repurposed some Thanksgiving leftovers and nice. Made a little chili, and it was I was telling these guys about it, and they That's said good. Bring some in. It was they ate it, so it couldn't have been
pretty good.
Terrible.
Yeah, my
at least.
Mom our leftover thing is my mom does a shepherd's pie with all the mashed potatoes.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, yeah, so she takes all the leftover mashed potatoes, does some ground turkey or ground
little
whatever,
peas and all that stuff,
corn
in there.
Peas yeah, and tons of cheese
and lots of gravy too. I'm assuming yes.
We don't do the gravy; we do it with tomato sauce.
Oh.
So it's a shepherd's pie with a tomato sauce. It's almost like it's a cross between like your pot pie and a lasagna.
Okay. Think I know about those it, are like two that, things yeah. I like.
So it's kind of weird, but are you a real really chef? Good. Do you cook a lot of stuff?
I've got I mean, what's
is
a
chili
lot of
your signature dish?
No. I don't that's a good question. No. There are other things that I would make. If I was going to give you one thing, that would not be the one thing I would pick. But I can make, I don't know, a couple dozen different things reasonably well. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
For and a guy that has dinner dropped off at the doorstep every night, that seems like a lot to me.
Mace, and he enjoys it. That's why he's a good cook.
Yeah, no, that's
fun. He
actually
enjoys the process of it.
Yeah.
Now, the one dish I've got that's really good is eggplant parmesan. I don't know how you guys feel about eggplant parm, but I can kill an eggplant parmesan.
You know, I had an eggplant pizza the other day.
Yeah.
Like, so I went to Daniel's friend had a birthday party, and they're kosher. So they had some pizza there. They had all the pizzas, but none of them had meat. It had like, there's one with like mushrooms. There's one with olives. There's pizza. There's a cheese. It's
sounds
like a 4-year-old birthday party. So
sounds
it's
good.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And then the dad says, hey, try the one with eggplant on it. And I go, really? And it was so good. It was like kind of fried eggplant
mm-hmm.
on the pizza. And it was like.
It's got to be perfect because if it's over, it's super mushy. And if it's under, it's super bitter.
Yeah,
like it has to be right in that sweet spot.
Yeah, it was good.
It's hard
though.
To cook.
Yeah,
yeah. My grandma used to make a great eggplant parm. My mom does too. That's where I learned how to do it. The other thing I learned how to do from my grandmother before she passed away was to make what she called calamari or calamad. She called it calamad, which is you take the squids and you fry them up, and then you stuff them and you put them in tomato sauce. And it's called, she called it calamad. I don't know what it's officially called.
That sounds delicious.
But I know how to do it. I know how to make that thing because I stood there with my grandmother one year while she made it and learned it as I went along. So mm-hmm. I am capable of that dish.
So
it's
bring some calamad, Mace. I'll bring some chili and we'll trade.
Let's do it.
I have two signature dishes. I think the first one is what helped me hook the husband.
Okay.
The first one was a Frito pie.
We talked about Frito pie today.
I've heard of Frito pies. What are they?
It's basically lasagna, but instead of noodles, you use Fritos.
Oh, wow. That sounds unbelievably unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy. It's just, so good, though.
Here's the ingredient list. Fritos, chili, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You can do corn.
You can put some corn together. That could be in the chili.
For health benefits.
Yeah.
If you really want to like do it up, then you put some nacho cheese in there, too.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But, Momo, if I was to say what's your signature dish, how would you answer?
I do a like a cornbread, but it's like it's not cornbread. It's like corn pudding.
Oh, so that sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
I don't make
like
it anymore because I just eat all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds.
And Slee, what about you? Do you have a signature dish?
So many. I don't know where to start.
DoorDash.
I don't know where to start. Okay, breakfast I'm pretty good at. I'm okay at.
So what do you do for breakfast?
Yeah, just the basics. You know, make sure I get
hard-boiled eggs.
Pour a bowl
of bacon,
cereal.
Some eggs.
My
some
signature
sausage.
Dish is.
Do some pancakes.
Cornflakes.
I do pancakes.
It's cornflakes.
The perfect amount of milk.
Hey, so two of us in this room were at the Laker game last night.
Hey, Slee and you, right?
Yeah.
Trav and Ramona.
you were there?
I was there.
Apparently,
we're always there.
Everybody's making half-court shots now.
That's the thing now.
Yeah, it's the fans, the
Westbrook.
Players. I was going to say, everybody's knocking down 45-footers.
Have you ever been there when they sank the 3-point half court shot? I was there
twice.
One time for it.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah. When
the
I was
place
doing,
just goes crazy.
Bananas.
Yeah, but you know what though? Last night nobody got that excited. It was like, oh, two nights in a row. And like the first night, the guy, like the whole team comes over to him. They're like, yeah, man.
75 grand,
yeah,
by the way. So it got
grand.
Resetted yesterday.
Yeah. And then the guy last night made it. And like everyone was like, oh, way to go, dude.
Yeah, little knuckles keep
and, like,
it moving.
Like LeBron, AD, they didn't turn around.
They didn't even
like,
put
nobody
it on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, they didn't even. No, it was on the Jumbotron. But like the players, they just were like, oh, yeah, whatever.
What's a good trip for the Lakers? When they're getting ready to leave, they play the Bucks tomorrow. They got a 6-game trip. Al and I were talking about this. If you
it's
could,
a bad road trip, guys.
It's a rough trip.
If I told you right now they come home with 2 wins, would you take it?
I'd take it.
I think so, too.
Take it.
Yeah, give me Washington and Detroit.
I'd roll the dice. I mean,
that's what I said to Slee. I'm like, what if the 2 wins are Washington and Detroit?
I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that feels likely.
They'd be 10-16 coming home. If they go 2-4, they'd be 10-16. And we're past now that 20-game mark. And didn't McMenamin say, Momo, tell me, did McMenamin say they're
– Woj.
Woj, yeah.
Oh, Woj said yesterday that people in the locker room still think –
Oh, no, that was McMenamin.
That was McMenamin, yeah. People in the locker room still think that there's a chance that they may be a piece or two away?
Yeah. I think he wrote
you
that in his –
You don't sound convinced.
I mean –
Before the Pacer, that was before the Pacer game.
Yeah, before the Pacer. Mm-hmm. I watched them play, and there's just. Yeah. Do I think that they can get much closer to respectability? Could they get into the play-in tournament? Yes. Do they look like a team that has the right mix of players and vets and chemistry? No.
That's the thing that I was Al and I were talking about it. To me, the eye test through the quarter point of the season is I think that they're a slightly below average team. I think that's what they are. And maybe a trade or two takes you from slightly below average to slightly above average.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the point of that? Because I don't think that they're good. I don't think that they're even a little bit better than that. I think they're a slightly – they're not terrible, but I don't think they're very good.
But you know what
they've
become?
I don't know how much you tinker with that.
They've become kind of entertaining. Like, more LeBron so than was they great were. Last night. AD has been great lately. Austin Reeves is a great story to follow.
Yeah, he is.
When he's playing, Lonnie Walker's really good, and you see a future for that guy. So there are pieces there that you're like, yeah, you know, there's an entertaining team here. I think on any given night, AD and LeBron can knock a good team out. But I don't think they can do it
But isn't that the great question, Mace? The idea of what you said, they are an entertaining team that on any given night can beat somebody. At how much of your future capital do you want to spend to take what you just described to turn it into something a little bit better than that and maybe extend what that is through a longer period of time at the expense of we can't actually compete at the very highest level?
Yes, that's I do not question. Want to use the assets at this point on this team and this group. I would hold the assets. I would keep my powder dry. I have a feeling that the way they're playing now, at least, they can be the 9 or the 10. I think that's totally possible. Do you want to make a deal and wind up the 7 or the 8? It really doesn't buy you that much unless you can get to the 6.
We'll say this about the West, and I know teams will get healthier and they'll get better and everything else. The West has been okay, right? Like there hasn't been really teams that you're looking at and you're saying, "Well, that's unbeatable."
I think Phoenix is pretty good. I think the Warriors will get back to being the Warriors. After that, everyone's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of open.
Yeah, it is
open.
Yeah, and it keeps a lot of teams in it.
But with the idea that all those teams are open, and I agree with what you guys are saying, but open as in we could be one of the mediocre teams open, or open in the, hey, listen, if we catch it right, we can go a lot further than anybody thinks. Because those are big differences to me.
There is no, a trade is going to happen tomorrow, and the Lakers are the favorite in the Western Conference. Okay, unless it's DeMar DeRozan came and the Chicago Bulls decided we're selling all our assets. We want nothing. Unless there's a team with really good players that decided we're not going anywhere and we want to get completely out of the mix. Maybe then you could be a part of that conversation. But it would take a lot of things to go right. And you know, we were just talking about, Mace, you were saying that LeBron, Anthony Davis, more exciting. I think there's also this, LeBron might give you a good night like he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then he might give you the night he did against the Pacers where he was 8 of 22 and couldn't hit a 3.
I think you're
going to probably get more nights like that from LeBron as well. You
I've been saying it all season long.
What the stars are going to give you on a night-to-night basis.
That's why they're hard to figure out exactly what they are, in my opinion, is your best player, LeBron James, has entered that point where I don't know exactly what I'm going to get on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And it's his 20th season, but it's more like his 24th season.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly normal. That he's still giving you what he gave you last night is the shock, not that he has nights where it's a clunker. I don't know how to build around a clunker. I don't know how to put a team together for when my best player one night is LeBron James and the other night isn't. That's a really hard team to build around.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the long term. I mean, I'm sort of focused on the long term. I know December the 15th, I guess, you're eligible then to trade anybody that you've signed during this particular offseason. So guys on the roster that just signed could be traded at that point. It gives the Lakers a little bit more flexibility. They can move a contract along with and you know, and they can still package with Westbrook in the 27 and the 29 and all that stuff. But I think the optimal trade, if you even take the trade that's been laying on the table for a long time, which is Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Where are we if we have Miles Turner and Buddy Hield? I would argue that we're probably the 9.
Yeah, marginally better than where you are right now.
Yeah, marginally better. I don't think that team that and then you've used your assets. You've spent your best assets.
And you're marginally better for a longer period of time. That's the part that I'm trying to avoid.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. The September 15th deadline will be interesting to see if they actually do anything. I texted you guys a picture. Look at your phone. I texted you a picture. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru lane today. Much of my life happens in the Starbucks drive-thru lane.
I get it.
Oh, Mace, that's a wrong photo. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, oh, what did I send?
Let's see.
It's like, oh, my God, what did I send him? So,
delete.
It's a video. It's a
recall.
Video.
Recall.
I think you got about 60 miles.
Okay, so I've got, I took a picture. It says refill fuel tank. And then it's the lines all the way to the empty, and it says I've got 1 mile left.
No, you got more than that.
So how many miles do you actually have? Well, that's just for pretend?
I think that's one so you don't run out. I bet you. I'd like
how
to
long
take
has it been
back.
Saying refill fuel tank?
It's like
tank.
The expiration date.
All right. Just started saying refill fuel tank 3 days ago.
Oh my gosh.
3 days ago. You might have 1 mile. Okay, so as somebody who does this sometimes, I do this.
Yeah.
The closest I have ever come to the edge, it said I had about 12 miles left. Mm-hmm. And I think that was accurate because it came
You've
on.
You've never run out of gas?
No. Is that like something people
I've ran
do?
Out of gas.
Oh, yeah. I've run out of gas. Yeah, I ran out of gas at Dodger Stadium once.
Oh, God, wow. That's the worst.
You know what's really sad? We thought that gas station was real. You know, they've got the 76 ball out there. We're like,
so,
yeah,
okay,
we
hold on a second
right
here.
Here.
I think it's not anymore, but when I was a kid, it was a real gas station.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry, Juan. We can go get gas on our way out. I have it all figured out. I've got a plan.
It's not real?
Not anymore.
No,
I don't think
not.
So.
Yeah. It's just a big orange, yellow, big orange 76 ball.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah, no station.
Functional.
It should really be a real gas station. And they should definitely convert it to an EV station.
Yeah, a little supercharger.
Yeah.
Mace, like, the fact that you're on the right side of the E.
Oh, yeah.
You got some time.
Yeah. You got some time. If it doesn't go to the other side of the E, that's when you know you're
in trouble.
I would
go to Palm Springs if I were you.
You think I can make it to Palm Springs? Make it to Mom's house on that?
Yeah, you need to get once there's daylight to the right of the needle and the E, that's when you need to get in there. Real quick, before Al and I head out, what did you guys think of the decision to move forward 12-team playoff college football?
Oh, fantastic.
I think so, too.
Oh, bring it on. It's the same year we go to the Big Ten. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
There are going to be games against, you know, SC Ohio State and UCLA at Penn State and all kinds of really great games. And I think it cinches that USC will be in that 12-team playoff.
Almost on the regs,
years.
Right? I think so. You'll get a bunch of teams in. I didn't like the idea of going to 12 because I love how competitive the college football regular season is and how a game in Utah in – you know, October can feel like a really big deal. You'll lose some of that. But when you look at the matchups, you look that they're going to play at some home stadiums, I really like how it lays out, and I think you're going to get a bunch of good games.
Agreed. We got a big SC announcement coming up at 1:45.
Oh. Yeah?
Big SC announcement.
All right, text me.
Bergman hates it. Oh, right. And by the way, you don't listen to the show on the way home.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I have phone calls.
Yeah, I was going to say he's in sheer silence.
You're right. Simon and Garfunkel. You're so, like Sound of Silence.
So on my way in, I listen the whole way to get my brain engaged. But by the time I'm done here, half the time, I will drive home in quiet.
I don't understand.
I need something going on in the car.
I'm
I either
with you.
Need a phone call or the radio or something going on. A podcast.
Yeah.
There's so many
phone
options.
Call.
I never go
you
in
don't
silence,
go on the phone.
But I oftentimes
I talk I do talk to my mom and my brothers on the phone.
Emily thought that I had lost my mind when Michael and I, my youngest son, we were driving. He had a baseball tournament in Phoenix, and I drove from Phoenix to Palm Springs. He fell asleep, and I drove the entire way in silence. She thought I was a serial killer or something.
That is weird. That
I'm
is
more
weird.
Like when I get home, I don't want to talk to anyone.
I don't do that
either.
Like Nevin will be like, "Hey, how was your day?" Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
"It's good."
Yeah.
Are you guys? Are you guys both in tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk about this tomorrow. I just remembered I got an invitation, Mace, in my mailbox yesterday. They're having a Christmas block party on my street.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm having a dilemma on whether or not I should attend.
Oh,
you're
that's
definitely
great.
Not going
to
go.
Let's definitely talk about that tomorrow.
We will do it tomorrow. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Momo's in. We'll see you tomorrow.